This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers rated 5 new bills this week, opposing 3 and supporting 2. All 5 deal directly with taxes, fees, or fiscal accountability. Each rating includes a full analysis now live on CUT Engaged, where Colorado residents can read the reasoning behind each position and contact bill sponsors directly. 3 of the bills would increase taxes on Colorado businesses by reversing federal deductions or eliminating state tax expenditures. 2 companion bills target the same federal business tax relief from different angles. A third, which Cut called an octopus bill, covers so many topics that the organization questions whether it can be considered transparent legislation. On the other side, CUT supports repealing the retail delivery fee that has added costs to every online purchase since 2021 and putting enforcement teeth behind state audits that agencies have been ignoring. HB 262221 and HB 262222 are companion bills with the same goal: reverse the business tax relief provided by recent federal legislation and redirect the revenue to fund a new refundable tax credit for families with children. HB 2612221 modifies 3 existing tax expenditures through changes to the alternative minimum tax credit, corporate income deductions, and net operating loss provisions. It creates a new refundable credit allowing taxpayers to claim amounts based on the number of children in their household and their income level, adjusted annually to match the revenue raised by the other provisions. HB 2612222 takes a more technical approach, requiring taxpayers to add back specific federal deductions that were expanded under recent tax code changes. These include increased business interest deductions under IRC, Section 63J, enhanced bonus depreciation under Section 68K, new qualified production property depreciation under Section 68N, and immediate deductions for domestic research expenses under Section 74A. The revenue funds the same Family Affordability Tax Credit. CET opposes both bills. It is not the role of government to take a federal tax deduction and give to another group, CET stated in its analysis of HB 262221. This bill will decrease the effectiveness of federal tax deductions for businesses and encourage business to leave Colorado. This bill picks winners and losers, which is not fair. Regarding the second companion bill, CUT wrote, "Increasing taxes on business hurts everyone downstream, with reduction in investment, wage growth, job creation, as well as driving businesses out of Colorado." Both bills are assigned to House Finance. HB 2612-21 is sponsored by Representatives Emily Sirotai and Yara Zokai and Senators Judy Amuvale and Katie Wallace, all Democrats. HB 2612-122 is sponsored by Representative Lorena Garceau, Representative Karen McCormick, and Senator Kathy Kipp, all Democrats. HB 2612-129 is the largest of the 3 bills Cut opposes. It modifies multiple state tax expenditures, including income tax credits for renewable energy, food businesses, and wildfire mitigation. It repeals certain tax exemptions for precious metals and spaceflight property, reduces allowances for fuel tax collection, and creates new credits for geothermal energy and sustainable aviation fuel purchases. It also ends grants for real property tax assistance effective January 1, 2027. CUT's board unanimously opposes the bill. It covers many topics, has several tax increases by denying deductions and tax credit changes, CUT stated. It requires add-backs for federal tax relief for workers, overtime, and tips. It lacks comprehensive fiscal notes, and because the legislation is so enormous and overly complex, can it be regarded as clear and transparent? One board member called it an octopus bill, reaching into every pocket of the taxpayer. Cut also considers the inclusion of the safety clause unnecessary and ridiculous. A safety clause prevents a bill from being subject to citizen referendum, meaning voters would have no opportunity to challenge it at the ballot box. The bill is assigned to House Finance with a hearing scheduled for March 16. It is sponsored by Representatives Kyle Brown and Lorena Garceau and Senator Mike Wiseman, all Democrats. House Bill 261266 would repeal the retail delivery fee that Colorado imposed in 2021 on every retail purchase of tangible personal property delivered by motor vehicle. Revenue from the fee has been distributed to six state enterprises, the largest being the Highway Users Trust Fund. CUT supports the bill. It is fair to ask, are our highways any better? Cut wrote. The correct answer is no. Our roads are not any better. One step towards making Colorado more affordable is to reduce taxes and fees so that Coloradans have more of their money in their pocket. The repeal would take effect 90 days after the General Assembly's final adjournment in 2026, eliminating fees previously authorized for the state, community access enterprises, clean fleet enterprises, bridge and tunnel enterprises, clean transit enterprises, and non-attainment area, air pollution mitigation enterprises. The bill is assigned to House Transportation, Housing, and Local Government, with a hearing scheduled for March 10. It is sponsored by Representative Dan Woog and Senator Byron Pelton, both Republicans. HB 262054 would give the legislature enforcement power over state agencies that ignore audit recommendations. Under the bill, the Legislative Audit Committee would determine by majority vote whether a non-compliant agency has made a good-faith effort to implement audit findings. If an agency fails to demonstrate compliance, the state controller could restrict 3% of that agency's general fund appropriations in the following fiscal year. The restriction could only be lifted through legislative action or committee direction. CUT supports the bill, noting that there are currently several non-compliant agencies, including MEDAHAID, IT Security, and Corrections. CUT's analysis argues the bill seeks to put some teeth into legislative oversight. Agency heads are employees of the public and ought to be released from service for willful failures to comply, CUT stated. The bill has drawn bipartisan sponsorship and is assigned to House State, Civic, Military, and Veterans Affairs, with a hearing scheduled for March 12. It is sponsored by Representatives Max Brooks and Larry Don Suklu, both Republicans, and Senator Lisa Frizzell, a Republican, along with Representative Jennifer Bacon, a Democrat. All five bills are active in the legislature. CUT Engaged lets you read the full analysis behind each rating and send a message directly to the bill sponsors. Visit coloradotaxpayer.org/cutengaged to take action before these bills advance. And now, Kim's perspective. Five bills this week, and the pattern is unmistakable. The legislature wants to cancel the tax relief that the federal government gave Colorado businesses and redirect that money to new spending programs. Two companion bills and one omnibus bill all do the same thing from different angles. They take deductions away from the people who create jobs and hand the revenue to government programs. Meanwhile, the state cannot even get its own agencies to comply with audits. Colorado taxpayers deserve better. And CUT End gives them the tools to demand it. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.